wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Respected elders and dear brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has allowed us to reach and witness these beautiful moments during the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. They say, ذَهَبَ مُعْظَمُهُ وَبَقِيَ أَعْظَمُهُ, that the majority of the month of Ramadan has passed us by. 2/3 of the month of Ramadan have already been completed. But the main portion, the most profitable portion of the month of Ramadan still remains. These beautiful nights, beautiful mornings, wherein the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blows very strongly upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we learn that the doors of barakat, of blessings, of goodness, of afiyat, of progress, of success, of good health, these doors are wide open. As our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhu explains, the national treasury is open. The treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is open. Come and take as much as you want. So these moments we have for us to take advantage of. And ulama explained that the month of Ramadan, especially these last 10 days, is not just a chance for us to secure our forgiveness, to secure the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to secure our amnesty. But these moments are an opportunity for us to bring about a change in our lives, to develop, to nurture the various branches of deen within my life. As the Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi would explain, under the verse of Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the people of iman, that all those who already have iman, you already have belief in me, you believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the command from Allah, the instruction from Allah, now enter into Islam completely. As the Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi would explain, what is meant by this is that a person makes a concerted effort to nurture and develop all the branches of deen within his life. When it comes to our imaniyat, our aqaid and beliefs, is my belief system correct? What do I believe in regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My beliefs regarding the day of qiyamah, regarding good and evil, regarding taqdeer. Then he would speak about mu'amalat, a person's business dealings. Are my business dealings correct? Do I understand how to conduct myself as a businessman? What does Allah want from me? What has Allah made lawful for me? Then he would speak about mu'asharat, a person's social conduct. How do I conduct myself with others, with my wife, with my children, with neighbors, with relatives, with those around me? And then the final branch of deen that he would speak about, which we find is a sore spot, and there is some type of weakness amongst us, is the branch of akhlaq, when it comes to conduct and character. As Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi would explain, that akhlaq is not just restricted to my dealings with people, or my interactions with others. But akhlaq is about developing, nurturing within myself, those characteristics and attributes that make a person praiseworthy in the eyes of Allah. Those attributes which form part of akhlaq-e hamida. But ulama explain praiseworthy qualities. And then Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would say that those who are on the path of tazkiyah and they are making an effort to purify themselves, the constant effort is there that I want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to rid myself of the evil within me. I want to develop taqwa, Allah consciousness in my life, and I want to do what is right. I want to do what is correct. He would say, if a person has not recognized akhlaq-e hamida, he has not understood what is good character, and he has not made an effort to understand what is evil character, then it is impossible that he will differentiate between good and evil. When it comes to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first step is to understand what is good character. So these noble attributes, these noble characteristics, there is only one doorstep, one threshold that we can go to receive this, the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah speaks to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, O my Nabi, indeed you are upon the mantle of good character. What we have heard our Hazrat explain the translation in our words, that, O Nabi of Allah, you have been given the franchise rights of good character. You are the sole distributor. Exclusive distribution rights belongs to you. If a person wants to learn good character, he will have to come to your doorstep, to your threshold, and understand what does it mean to be a true human being. To develop these characteristics within myself, we have these last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. This is an opportunity, my dear brothers, as much as emphasis is placed on ibadat. In the last 10 nights, we have our Taraweeh Salah at night. We have various Nafil Salahs, Salatul Ishraq, Tahajjud Salah. And great effort is made in this regard. Tilawat of Quran is taking place. Many people discharge their zakat in the month of Ramadan. The branch of ibadat, alhamdulillah, we're fulfilling to a great degree, to a great extent. Still, we know our shortcomings, our weaknesses. But when it comes to akhlaq, this is an opportunity, a golden opportunity. Not just for ourselves, for the masturat also, the women folk at home, for them also to understand the akhlaq of sahabiyat radiyallahu anhun, azwaj-e mutahharat, their reliance upon Allah, their trust upon Allah, their generosity, their sidq and truthfulness, how they took care of their husbands, as we heard last night. For the women folk to understand also, what does it mean to have noble character? So this is an opportunity for us, inshallah, over the next 10 days we will be reading from this kitab, which is titled Ash-Shama'ilul Kubra, the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where various attributes and characteristics have been mentioned, which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had to the highest degree. And just for us to understand the importance of good akhlaq, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam explains his objective in this world. Why did Allah commission him as a Nabi? Why did Allah send him into this world? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. That I was commissioned as a Nabi. I was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perfect good character. This was my primary mission. One is we learn about the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The group of sahaba came to the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, inquiring about the ibadat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Tell us, what was his ibadat at night? And they expected that the response would be he was awake the entire night and he would exert himself in ibadat, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying before Allah. And definitely Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did do this. But when Aisha radiallahu anha gave the response, كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّوهَا, then they left thinking this to be very minimal. That what we thought Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would be doing, on what level or what amount of exertion, this was not what we expected. But it was the conduct, the character, the akhlaq, the kindness, the generosity, the truthfulness that made him the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mentioned about Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Just for us to understand the effect that good conduct and character has. There was a mushrik, fire worshipper, who owed Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah a sum of money. And the date for the payment arrived. The Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah went to his home in order to inquire about the amount that was due to him. And en route, he stepped into some feces, some impurity on the road, which got stuck to his sandals. When he reached the home of this mushrik, he removed his sandals and he wiped it on the wall of this person's home, his boundary wall. And he took off the impurity from his shoe. And then he realized that this impurity had now stuck to the wall. So as he attempted to remove it, he realized that as he was scraping it off, some portion of that wall also was falling off, was crumbling off. Perhaps it was a mud wall, unlike the walls we have today. And the more he tried to remove it, the more he realized some particles of that wall began to fall to the ground. And then he realized that if he leaves the impurity there, it will look unsightly. It may cause some offensive smell. So with this concern, this fikr in his heart, he knocks on the door of the mushrik. And that person sees Imam Abu Hanifa is standing in front of my door. He must have come to collect his money. So he quickly opens the door. And without even greeting, he begins to offer his excuse that I don't have the funds. And please just give me a few days. Imam Abu Hanifa catches hold of his hand. And he says, we have a matter which is more urgent, a matter which is more serious. But this person is amazed that what could be more important than the money I owe to him. Person owes money to someone and he meets him somewhere. That's the only thing on his mind. What can be more important than this? Imam Abu Hanifa explains the situation. That I wiped my sandal on the wall of your home and this impurity has become stuck to your boundary wall. Now, tell me, what can I do to remedy the situation? I'm going to cause difficulty to you. This mushrik, entire life of shirk, entire life rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disbelief in Allah, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he hears this, he says to him, "O Imam, before you purify the world, purify my heart. Teach me what do I need to recite to become like you." He takes shahada, he accepts Islam. Just on one display of good akhlaq, good conduct. We can understand the value of this in today's time. They say Sahaba radiallahu anhum would go to town to town. They would spend a few days there. And all they would do is then address the people and say, "Kunu mithlana." If you want to become like us, accept Islam. That was sufficient, that was enough. We want to become like you. We've seen your display of generosity, your display of sincerity, your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've seen the contentment that you have in your lives. We want to become like you. So this was enough as a display to invite them to Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, despite his lofty mental and position, they say he would make three du'as. One was a general du'a. Allahumma hdini li ahsani al-akhlaq. That, "Oh Allah, guide me to the best of conduct and character." As we mentioned, "Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim." Allah already gave him the title. You are the franchise holder of good character, sole distributor. Still Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, "Oh Allah, guide me to good character." "La yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant." There is nobody that can guide to good conduct and character besides you. "Wasrif anni sayyi'aha." And "Oh Allah, save me from evil conduct, from evil character." "La yasrifu sayyi'aha illa ant." And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make dua when looking into the mirror. "Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fa hassin khuluqi." That, "Oh Allah, just as you have beautified my external form, you have given me such a perfect appearance externally, beautify me internally also. Create this good conduct within me, these attributes, these characteristics which are praiseworthy, which will make my life valuable in your eyes." And then to take it one step further, the third dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which some narrations mention he would make in salah, in nafil salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua, "Allahumma inni as'aluka as-sihha wal-iffa wal-amana wa husna al-khuluq." Again, dua for good character. We can understand the importance of this branch of our deen. As we mentioned, these last 10 days is more than anything else represents an opportunity for us, for me to learn about these attributes, firstly for myself to understand what is good character. Before I can even bring it into my life, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me? The level of trust and reliance. When it comes to generosity, how do I display generosity, truthfulness, having love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well-wishing for others, to first understand what does Allah want from me. And then as we read through the virtues and the benefits, Hazrat explains that when it comes to deen, the benefit, the effect of deen is not just credit in the hereafter. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is prepared to give us cash benefits, immediate benefits in dunya. How Allah will open up our lives. Allah will create contentment within the heart. Allah will create ease for us in our daily tasks on the back of good akhlaq. So these attributes that we will discuss inshallah, my dear brothers, let us make correct our intention. The intention is to learn so that we can understand who was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have heard about the physical description of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. We have heard about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what were those characteristics and attributes that made him a magnet, that drew people's hearts towards him, that they would just look at his face and fall in love with him, or they would just observe his actions and fall in love with him? Umama bin Uthal radiallahu anhu was taken captive. He was the leader of his clan. Taken captive, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructed, tie him up to the pillar outside Masjid al-Nabawi. For 3 days, he stood and witnessed the conduct of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He witnessed how he dealt with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they interacted with one another, the kindness, the muhabbat, the compassion, the love that was shown. When the 3 days was up, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept on asking him, "Oh Thumama, accept Islam, accept Islam." He refused. On the 3rd day, he is untied. "You are free to go." He goes into the distance, he takes a ghusl, he comes back, accepts Islam. Again, on the back of the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So inshallah, as we go through, we will try and discuss a few of these attributes, a few of these characteristics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we understand and we learn what is good character, and more than that, we develop and nurture these attributes within ourselves. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, now we will break for the recitation of Surah Yasin, which brothers can recite individually, and thereafter we'll continue with the rest of the program. Brothers can take the copies of the Quran Sharif or the green kitabs if they are available. We can read our Surah Yasin, and thereafter we'll read the morning du'as from there, inshallah. Just one riwayat with regard to Surah